What's up, everybody? This is Matt from Morning Hookah, live with you right here on YouTube.com/Morning Hookah, over on Facebook as well. I believe we are live in the Hookah Lounge and on Hookah University, as well as on Instagram at the moment. I don't know if I can pull up the chat easily because the phone's kind of far away from me. How can you guys, how's my volume? If anybody is watching, if anyone is listening, can you hear me okay? Am I coming through loud and clear? Am I not? Oh, that's still the music. That's still the music. Oh, that's still the music. PW says, big fan. Thank you, PW. I appreciate that. I'm a big fan of you, PW. Audio is crispy. I'm gonna take that as a good kind of crispy, because I feel like it could be a good
hear
or a bad.
Me okay? Am I coming through loud and clear?
Stop with the sound of my own voice. Mute. Oh, boy. That was just great. Inception of all these different forms of my voice coming through. So, today's episode is going to be a little bit different for a couple reasons. One reason is it's going to be sensational. Partly because today we're going to be talking and discussing some things that are upcoming, which are always important. And then we're going to be talking about this little doodad right here. This is the Y Cooley Y. All right, I'm going to try something. I actually got a new camera angle. We're gonna see how this comes through. It's coming through okay. You won't be able to see it on Instagram. If you want to see the new camera angle, you're gonna have to go over to youtube.com/morninghookah or over on the Facebook to find the new camera angle. Yeah, so I'm going to sensual. If anybody knows me, they know I can't read. I'm terrible at pronunciations of such. Anyways, I appreciate that. So yeah, we are, let's see, where am I at? Gotta try to move this stuff around just a little bit. Okay, so this is the Y Cooley Y. If you don't know what the Y Cooley Y is, well, I'm gonna explain it to you. We're gonna be talking about that today. First and foremost, before we begin, I want to give a big shout out and thank you to one of the sponsors of Morning Hookah, which is Prestige Coconut Charcoal. You can get the jumbo flats, or they also have cubes as well. And I have to tell you, they are my favorite charcoal that I use. They are the nice karaoke microphone. Kind of looks like that, huh? They are the coal that keeps our bowl smoking hot. But today is not about smoking hot. Today we are going to be trying to cool down our smoke, because that is what the Y Cooley Y is going to do for us. But thank you, Prestige, for being such a valued member of the Morning Hookah and sponsoring the Morning Hookah Show. I appreciate it. Are you smoking? If you are smoking, what are you smoking? If you're not smoking, are you going to be smoking later on? Give me the details. I always want to know what's happening in your guys' lives as well. Also, where you're from. I'd love to hear where you're from as well. Almost home. Oh, you're almost home. So let me, hold on. I got to try to pull this up. Morning, Afros and Hookah. How you doing? Today we're going to be talking about this bad boy right here, the Y Cooley Y. Are you smoking at the moment? If you are, cool. What are you smoking? If not, what are you going to be smoking? I am, at the moment, smoking a bowl of Azor, Bermuda Mint, which is a really good, strong mint, and black tea. I thought that sounded good this morning with my coffee in hand as well. Mmm. Yum. Just got home and about to pack a bowl. What are you going to pack, PW? What do you got? What do you got on reserve and ready to go? Okay, so I think everything is set the way that I want it to be set, so I'm pretty good about that. We might stick around with that. We might come back to that camera angle a little bit later to take a look at stuff. I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye to Instagram so I don't kill my battery. If you guys are interested in learning more about the Morning Hookah Show, just head on over to youtube.com/morninghookah and take a look at the morning show. We got lots of funs happening here all the time. And then one other big announcement. I'm going to be in California for the Shisha Meetup, all right? And I'm going to be doing some stuff there that we're going to be talking even more about tomorrow evening, Sunday, in the evening, like maybe 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, sometime around that area. We're going to be doing a special edition of the Morning Hookah Show. I'm going to have people from the Shisha Meetup. We're going to have Neve. We're going to have George Johnson from Regal. And then we're also going to have Paul Silau from Hookah University, who's also going to be a guest speaker at the Shisha Meetup. But we're going to be doing all sorts of fun stuff. That is tomorrow evening. So if you're not already subscribed to the channel, hit that bell icon so you know the moment that we go live, because we're going to be doing all sorts of fun stuff tomorrow. I'm going to have a full group of people, and it's going to be a round table discussion of stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune into that. I think you're definitely going to enjoy that conversation. That's going to be happening tomorrow, Sunday evening. All right, Sunday evening is when that's going to be happening. I'm going to go ahead and close out of bye, Instagram. Thanks for hanging out for when you did. Head on over to youtube.com/morninghookah and watch the rest of the show. Bye. All right, so now we are done with Instagram. Now we can start talking about all the Instagram people. You know, those crazy people over there. I'm just kidding. I love Instagram. That's one of the places you can find me most often, is on Instagram. If you're ever looking for me and seeing what's happening with my life and stuff, Instagram is where I post the majority of my stuff. So you might be wondering why I have a mouth tip since I'm smoking alone. Some people like to smoke with mouth tips alone. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm liking the new background animations. Thank you. I'm hoping, you know, I'm trying out some new things. Got to always try to keep things fresh. I'm thinking this is going to be the solo show kind of frame. And then I have a different frame for the guests and stuff like that too. Just want to keep it spicy, do some different things. I don't know why my chat is not showing up. This box over on the other side of me is supposed to be a chat window. And for some reason, it is not fully working as it should be. So you know what we're going to do? This is all on the fly, baby. This is all on the fly. We're just going to make my face just a little bit bigger like. Uh-oh, did we lose me? Uh-oh, I froze up. My webcam died. My voice is still coming through, though. Oh, no. How did my webcam die? What's up, Ivan? How you doing? No. Frozen. Both of my webcams have completely kaputted. Audio is good. Video is frozen. Ivan, did you do something when you showed up? Did you? All right, here's what we're going to do. Maybe it's because I ended the Instagram stream and they're taking revenge on me now. We are going to be talking about this Why Coolie Why, and I really want to. Obviously, we need the video feed to be able to properly do that. So what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? Let's see. Never ran into this large of a technical difficulty before. I need to figure out if I can somehow get back one of the cameras. Because if we can just get back one camera, then we're fine. We'll keep going with this because there's also an audio podcast. If you didn't know that, Morning Hookah is also an audio podcast that you can download. Usually on Mondays, I try to get the newest episodes up with guests and stuff like that as well. You can find us on all the different major podcasting sites. So this is working. Okay, this is good news, guys. I think I have a way to salvage this. I have no idea what happened, but I think I can bring me back. I just got to use this. And then, so if I go to that, and then I close this out, that should stop that one. And then maybe I can reopen this. It did. It worked. All right, I'm back. Wow. That was crazy. That was a little scary, but we figured it out. I believed in us. Let's see if I can bring back the other camera too. Okay, so this one's still frozen. Okay, so let's click on that. Hit that. And then we got to hit that. And that should bring it back too. We'll find out. All right, cool. We brought it back. Somehow we are back on the horse, as they say. All right, so here we go. Now we can get a little bit more into the show. All right, so today on Morning Hookah, what's up, J-Rock? So nice to hear from you and see you. How you doing? It's been a while. Hope you're doing well. If you have not already, make sure to smash that like button. Make sure to share the video with your friends. If you're in charge of people, force them to watch the show. Always appreciate that as well. And then share the video out to everybody. I appreciate that. Let's talk about the Why Coolie Why. This is the contraption. Somebody said that it looks like, when I grow up, I want to be as cool as Matt. I don't know about that. All right. So this is the Why Coolie Why. I know the camera's not the greatest picture quality, so I apologize for that. We might just go to the other camera, honestly. I think it's probably just going to work better. I tried to do something cool, but I think I just need to I just need to upgrade that camera before I try to mess around too much with that, I think is what I'm going to need to do. All right, so this is the Y Cooly Y. This is a cooling device. Inside of this really cool plastic exterior, this is a fan with RGB lighting because gamer and stuff like that, obviously. you're already cooler than me, PW. So this is a cooling fan inside of this device. It charges with a battery. It doesn't charge. It actually needs a battery. So we're going to talk about the pros and the cons of this, obviously. The good, the bad, everything that I want to talk. So I've been using this for a while now. I've had this for over a month. I've been smoking with it. I've posted a couple videos, reels, you know, just different things with it and stuff. So I'm sure you might have seen me smoke it already, but I haven't really spoke about it very much. And I want to start talking about it. So this is doing something that has been that has happened in the world of hookah for a long time, right? We've always had ice tips. We've always had cooling tips and stuff like that. We've had tips that go on the very top of it right here. We've also had the entire hose that you put inside of a freezer. Anybody, shout out to the, what was that thing called? My God, it started with a Y. It's not Mythic, because that's a really cool guy here on YouTube and Instagram, Mythic Clouds, if you don't know who he is. That reminds me, I was going to talk about Hookah Battle coming up next Saturday. I'm going to have a special guest next Saturday. I might even have two special guests next Saturday to talk about the mix and story. I can't pronounce that. I ain't going to fuck with that. Yeah, there was a whole mouth tip that you would stick in your freezer and let it freeze. There were these cooling capsules that came in these the Maya freeze tip hose. There are cooling capsules that you'd put in the freezer, freeze them, and then put them in the hose, and that would cool the smoke as it passed through it. There's the Mystiku ice tip. It was the entire hose tip that you'd put in the freezer and freeze it and then use it. All those things require quite a bit of mistweak. Mystique. I got it. Thank you, Blake, for Hooked on Phonics helping me. I appreciate. The problem with all those flavor tips are the flavors will go down. They'll become a little bit muted, obviously, and stuff. And then also, eventually, the tip is going to start to melt. The tip is going to start to get warmed up, and the cooling sensation is going to end. This is trying to solve a couple of those different problems. It is powered by a battery bank, which I have. You can charge and use at the same time. This is the battery bank right here. It's a pretty big battery bank. You can actually charge your cell phone from it as well. If you wanted to, you could plug a cell phone USB-C into it, and it'll actually charge your cell phone, because what isn't a battery bank nowadays in the world, right? Shout out for public schooling system failing Matthew. I just didn't pay attention. I don't blame the school for that part of it. All right. There's a good size length line for it for the power and stuff. One of the biggest issues, in my opinion, with this device, which we're going to go ahead and talk about immediately, is that the part that goes into your hose, right, is this part right here. This is not long enough, okay? And the power is on the opposite side of that, and they butt up right next to each other. So you can, as you can see, when this is plugged in, they're butting up, and there's a very small amount of space that goes through it. So if you have any sort of hose that's a little bit on the thicker side, it can rub against that, and it can just cause a little bit of problems with that. Obviously, you don't want that. I think this needs to be a little bit longer. This needs to be a little bit further back, all those different components. The weight of this is not too crazy hefty. It looks a lot heavier than it actually is once you get it in hand. There is more heft to it than if you're just using your hookah hose. So like all these kind of components have to go into how you want to handle dealing with it, right? It is a thick hose, right? If you have thick hosing, some of them have really thick of the soft silicone tubing and stuff like that. I actually have a hard time using it with this hose that I'm using at the moment, which is the Derek Moses hose, my Titans hose. This is leather on the outside of it. It's a pretty thick hose. There's a leather on the outside of it. That's a 2-pound handle. I don't have a scale out here. This is not 2 pounds. I feel like my arm would get tired quicker if it was 2 pounds. I would say it's probably a pound, probably a little bit more than a pound, probably like a pound and a quarter, something like that. I have not weighed it. I can't tell you for sure. What I can tell you is that it works. We're going to use it. We're going to turn it on, obviously, and stuff, and we're going to start putting it through its paces, but I really wanted to show off the device itself. This, the top part of it, it comes with its own mouth tip that they give you, this gold one that you see right here. This came with the packaging. Packaging is also very nice. I probably should have brought it over here. I don't want to walk all the way over there just to get it because, yeah, I'm not going to do that. But this device right here, There's a fan inside here. RGB lighting, I don't think does much to it. I don't think it's unnecessary. I'm sure it's just a cheap extra that they just threw in there. Because of the black casing on the outside, you really don't see much, even in the dark. J-Rock, I still have mine. Oh, interesting. I'd love to hear what you think about this thing, because you've had it longer than me. So I'd like to hear your extended long use case of it. I've had this for probably about a month and a half. The mouth tip comes with it. You obviously want to use it because you don't want to put your mouth on the bare plastic on the top here. So you want something else, metal instead of plastic, whatever. This part right here, I've used it with a couple of different hoses. I like that Moho. By the way, the dark blue is sick. I just got a new color. I just got the new color changing leather one. I haven't seen that. Do you put in black light? That sounds amazing. I got to show you the really cool part, Blake, of my hose, because this is the Titan hose, because this is a Tennessee Titans themed hose. It's painted on the back of it. It has different numbers representing some of the Titans players throughout the years and stuff like that. It has 9, 27, and 82 on these little stars down here. But yeah, this is the Titan hose. My wife got this for me as a birthday present. Amazing birthday present.
Obviously.
It happened live on stream, actually. You can go back and watch really old videos. Oh, you got the Titans one. That's ball. It really is. It really is. So yeah, I'm smoking a mixture of black tea from Azor and Bermuda mint from Azor. This mix is going very good early in the morning. If you are smoking at the moment, let me know what you're smoking. If you're not smoking, but you're planning on smoking a little bit later on, let me know. I'd love to hear what you guys got planned for your day. How's your weekend going so far? Let's go ahead and start. Let's plug this bad boy in so I can show it off a little bit more. So we're going to go ahead and plug in the actual device to the power. Like I said, the wire that uses to connect it to the battery bank is plenty long. It really is. I've never had an issue where I pulled it and it like started to come out or too close or anything like that. It's a good length for this wire. With that being said, it needs to be wireless. It has to, honestly, like this is being sold to a couple different types of demographics in the hookah world, right? It's being sold to lounge goers. It's being sold to me and you, everyday smokers, all that kind of stuff, right? Smoking Zomo, my cocoa. Ooh, I like cocoa berry. That's a very good flavor. Rumor has it, Cloud in the Six is your friend. He's dope, and I love his most recent reel. That's not a rumor. That's not a rumor. He's pretty dope. He's really cool. He's on Instagram. Go and check him out. Clouds in the Six, and his most new reel is very, very cool. Go check that guy out. After the show, obviously. After the show. I'm basically like Ron Burgundy, so be careful. I'm going to read whatever you type. I'm going to read just, I'm going to read almost everything. So just be careful. That's all I'm saying, okay? So we have this, we have it plugged into the power right now. To use it, you click this button at the top of the power bank 2 times, 1, 2. That, or you push twice to turn it off. You push it once to turn it on, my bad. Now you can start to see the RGB come on. As I said before, the RGB I can really do without because of the black casing. If this was like a see-through plastic, I think that would look a lot cooler and it would do a lot more justice to the RGB. I think with the black casing, it's just not something that's needed. But like I said, I'm sure it's really cheap. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure that is not what's adding to the price of it. Because it's difficult to use the Derek Moses hose with it, and I don't want to have to take out my tip that I have inside of it because that's kind of a pain to do it. I'm not using a different hose at the moment. I'm just going to use this mouth tip to just squeeze it on in there. So now it's together, and now I'm going to be using the top part right here to do it. Say toy boat 10 times fast. You see, that's not how it works. I read what you wrote, but I'm not like commanded by what you wrote, if that makes sense. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. It is on. It is blowing. You can feel it if you put your hand on the outside of the Y Cooley Y. You can feel that fan going, and you can. It's not super loud. I'm going to see if we can hear it. I mean, if I hold the fan literally up to it, you can. But yeah, it's not loud enough. Like, I've watched movies with it. I've watched TVs with it. It's not overall too loud. Is it louder than you want it to be? I guess maybe, but watching TV, it's going to drown it out. I never have noticed it, and it's never annoyed me to the point where I'm like, well, I don't want to listen to that anymore, if that makes sense. So let's go ahead and give it a smoke. It immediately works. Like, that's the one thing I can 100% say about this device is it does exactly what it claims to do, and it cools down the smoke for the entirety of it. The power bank is
a large enough power bank that I think it can go like almost 4 hours, so like two, 3 to 4 bowls, depending on how you're smoking. And if you needed to, you'd be able to charge it at the same time. Yes, I remember that day when you got the hose on your birthday. Yes, that was a fun show on AM Hookah. Go back and it's with a Christian. It's with what's his name, Hookah Chef. If you look up the episode on the Morning Hookah page with Hookah Chef, you can see myself and Adrian interviewing a very cool old school guy that used to do reviews here on YouTube. His name's Christian, and he went by Hookah Chef. And he is he's he, it was a very, very fun time. Not to mention the drunk streams. Those drunk streams are still crazy. I don't remember all of them all the way through. It doesn't look comfortable to use. Okay, so let's get back into the why Cooley why. This is not the best use case scenario of it because I have two hookah hoses tips, parts to it connected. But the handle right here is grooved to fit your grip and stuff, obviously. And that's fine. It's like I said, it's not to the point of being heavy where your arm is going to get tired, right? You smoke like this. I don't know how you smoke. I smoke like this. Puff. Puff. Right? And then I set it down on my lap, in my chair, on my desk, wherever it is that I'm smoking. I'm not sitting there and holding it continuously to the point that it's making my arm get tired or anything like that. So it is more heavy than if you didn't have it, obviously, but it's also not something that you have to be holding on to the entire time that you're smoking. I'm smoking Sherbetli Ice Grapefruit Mint and Ice Blueberry. Oh, sounds like a good mix. I absolutely find it clunky in general. It is a different device that you're using, and just like with anything that you use for the first time, it's different. So you have to. If it's something you're interested in getting or using, then it's something that you're going to change the way that you're smoking a little bit to do that, if it's something you want to, obviously. I mean, it could instantly be a turnoff just viewing what it looks like right now and saying like, well, that's not anything that I want to use, which I would totally understand if that was the case. And I wouldn't fault you for that at all, obviously. Is this one still going live? I don't know. Yeah, it looks like it is. Okay. Yeah, so it is clunky. It is different than just not smoking with it at all, obviously. But I've had full sessions with it. I watched anyone watch the movie Prey, the new Predator movie on Hulu? Big fan of that. I thought it was a pretty good movie. I enjoyed it watching it quite a bit. And I smoked with this the entire time that I was watching the movie, and it never got to the point where I felt like I wanted to unplug it or stop using it. It just works though. Like, that is the one thing I have to say in the most positive lights for this is it works exactly like it's intended to, and it doesn't stop as long as the batteries don't go out, which they shouldn't. And even if they do, you could plug it in and keep using it if you wanted to. So personally, when I smoke, I rarely put the hose handle down. And that being said, it doesn't look like the best design. I don't think I would like that sitting in my lap. Would you say this would replace cooling like flavors in bowls? Now, I smoke with a lot of mints usually added into my bowls, and I'm trying to recall if I've ever smoked a bowl of pure flavor and not added a little bit of mint with it and used this device. Off the top of my head, I don't think I have. I usually put a little bit of mint in almost everything that I smoke. With that being said, I can tell you right now that this is amplifying that mint flavor. It is amplifying the cooling effect to this bowl right now. If anybody smoked Bermuda Mint from Azor, you know how strong of a mint that it is. It's a very, very good mint flavor. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. It is not the best design. I could say that. I could agree with that as well, especially after using it for the amount of time that I have used it as well at Frozen Hookah. I add mint on everything. Hey, I'm right there with you, brother. And Zomo's good for that because Zomo has a little bit of minty background in everything anyway, so that's kind of cool. You should try packing a bowl and not adding mint or cooling to see how much of a difference there is. I do agree with that. I think I definitely need to put it through that paces as well. As for restriction, there's really not much restriction. The one nice thing about there being a fan in there is you're getting constant air pressure moving through it, right? So it, even though the air is pushing downwards, right, it's pulling air and it's going into it, and that's what's cooling down the smoke as it's happening to you, you are getting that extra amount of fan as well. Dang, now I want to pack a bowl. Pack a bowl. PW, what are you doing? Pack it. Yeah, yeah. It definitely works. It definitely works as intended. Blake says, I'm packing one right now. What are you packing? This black tea flavor is so good. We can talk about it on Monday more so. I chill with my hookahs. Anyways, cool. Yeah, I know PW is Cloud in the Six Parm. I know who you are. If you guys didn't know, that is Cloud in the Six. Go to Instagram, find Cloud in the Six. Very cool reels he's putting out there constantly. If you guys didn't see, there's a competition happening from Mason at the moment where he's going to be giving away an albino bowl. And all you got to do to enter it is by creating a reel. And there's all sorts of details. It's only for a little while. It's only for like the next like 3-4 days. So if you have not already seen his giveaway details, head on over to Instagram. I'm sure it's on there, or his Facebook page, and find out all the details. I should make a reel. You should. You should always make a reel. Everything is content. Everything is content. Blake says, and by that I mean the entire pipe, the stem, the handle, and the base. Today's project might be to make a reel. You should definitely do that. We should make a reel together. We should do a plan to do something fun. That'd be cool. Yes, everything is always content. All right, so now let's go into some of the things that I would like to see changed in future revisions of this, because I do like it. I do think that there's a place for it, but as I was saying, this is meant for a lot of different demographics in the world of hookah for smokers. This is meant for people that are regular smokers, everyday smokers. It's meant for anybody, but they also want to put this inside of lounges as well. And I do think there's a place inside of lounges for this, because in lounges, I know people enjoy using cooling tips and stuff like that. They like the Mystique hookah cooling tip, however that was pronounced. And they like using those different kinds of devices. This would be something that you wouldn't have to pre-worry about cooling beforehand. You can obviously use the battery bank for it. And while I don't think this is too much of a crazy device to have like laying about at your table and stuff like that, in hookah lounges that can get a little rowdy and crazy, I don't know if it's the most safe thing, because it is an extra device that's tethered to something that can obviously cause problems. So you would want to have something that you could have be wireless. I think that is the biggest thing about this. It needs to be wireless. I don't know why the battery bank can't be attached to this other than the weight that this would add. This is heavy. This is a big old battery, right? So like this would add a lot of weight to it. I almost think that if they could get a battery small enough that would last for at least a session and a half, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, and just kind of do it that way, I think wireless would absolutely be the best way to go. As for the tip that goes into the hookah part of the hose, this definitely needs to be longer, and the part that connects to it for the power needs to be higher up so that it's out of the way and it's not going to interfere with your hose at all. Those two things have to be changed, in my opinion, for it. I'm cleaning out my hookah so I can try and make my Mason video submission. Very cool. Tag me in those Mason video submissions, because I'd like to see them first and foremost, and I'll share them out for you as well. So if you tag me on Instagram on those video submissions, I will make sure to share them as well. Patrick Starr saying, what's the battery life on that? The battery life on it is about four hours. On this thing, once it's fully charged up, this is about 4 hours of usage. And if it dies in the middle of a session, you can charge it while you're using it as well. Afros and hookah, you should definitely start making reels. They're fun to do too. Do it when you're in the middle of making a bowl. Pull out your phone and just start recording it, and then piece it all together. And there you go. You got a reel. You're already making the bowl to begin with. Just record the process of doing it. As for cleaning this device, same thing that you would with a regular hose. Just put a little bit of water and run it through it. They said that it's absolutely safe to run water through it. I've ran water through it to clean it, and I haven't had any problems with it. There's a tubing that connects the two parts of this and stuff like that, and it doesn't seem like it's causing any problems. Don't pour water directly inside of this. It is electronics, obviously. So be careful when you're cleaning it, but just, you know, pour water in the actual piece and then let it air dry, let it drip out. Condensation is another thing that you need to be wary about. Even though I haven't had a major problem with any sort of condensation happening while using the device, I have noticed that if I use it and then let it sit, there is some condensation that gets built up inside of it just from the smoke that tethers to the device after you use it, and then you let it sit there. There's going to be a little bit of condensation from that, so you have to clean that out, obviously, as well. So last question before I jump off, would you recommend for us to buy it as is? That's a great question. I think that if you're seeing me use it and it's something that you would get enjoyment from, then go right ahead and buy it, obviously, right? It is $250. This is an investment that you're getting into. It is a well-made device. It's going to last for a very long time as well. I'll get to your question in just a minute, Blind. It is well made. It is absolutely well made, and it does do the thing that it claims to do. There are changes that I want to see made to it that I think would benefit the device overall in the future. I don't know if those things are going to happen, obviously, but I do think that they are it would be very useful to see those advancements happen. If they were to move the hose port that goes into it, if they were to move the power cord up a little bit, if they were to incorporate the battery into the device so that it can be wireless, like all those things are such, in my opinion, necessary things to make this really stand out and be a more viable device on its own. As is, would I recommend it? If it's something that, if you really like ice tips, if you really like cooling tips, like this does exactly what you're wanting it to do. It cools down the smoke for the entire session, and you don't have to worry about any prep beforehand. That's the nice thing about it. That's one of the benefits that you're getting to this device, and the fact that it is battery powered is you don't have to remember to put it into the freezer before you want to use it. You don't have to remember to make it cool before you want to use it, which is obviously beneficial for that reason. But would I recommend it? To people that like ice tips, yeah. If you're not into ice tips as is, then no, I wouldn't. It's not going to change your mind on an ice tip. At Expo, at HEW, they had it set up in last year's Expo, and I believe they're going to be there at this year's Expo. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be. It's definitely something you want to try before you buy to make sure that it's something that you want, because it is going to help you a lot in that capacity. So I came in late in this live. What cools it? Does it have fans, or is there like a mini AC unit in it? You definitely wouldn't want an AC unit in it, because then you might be smoking, sucking, breathing AC coolant, which would not be good. There are fans inside of this. Let me unplug it real quick. Let me turn this off. Unplug it. All right, so inside this part, this component of it, there's a fan, and there's no good way to show it off. It's black plastic. It's not like see-through or anything like that. But there is a fan inside of this that is constantly rotating as it's turned on. You can hear it if I put it up to the microphone. But yeah, there's a fan that's just inside of this component of it right here. And that is constantly spinning and cooling down the smoke of it. So, what's your opinion of it, guys, gals, whoever's watching, y'alls? What is your opinion of seeing this in use and just hearing some of the details about it? Hey, some people like huffing Freon. I will judge them. Don't do that. I am asking you not to do that. Don't do that, okay? Like I said, there's not like restriction to it. It is a straight pipe. And just a fan that's blowing, and the blowing is obviously helping get that air as well circulated. Also, if you are huffing Freon, they should probably, yeah, they should get help. If you're huffing Freon, get help. I don't have the right sources for you at the moment, but there's people that will help you, and go and find that help. Are you familiar with this device? Have you seen postings on it? Have you seen any information about it? Have you heard of Y-Cooley Y before right now? That's my question to you. Is this something that you've heard about before? This black tea from Azor is so good. It is so, so tasty. I'm not like a huge tea person. So like I can't tell you. It's not an Earl Grey tea because there's not like a citrus component to it. But it's like a sweet. I'm assuming it's like a breakfast blend or something like that. I don't know. But it is so good. This black tea from Azor is a very, very tasty flavor. Afros and Hookah says he's never heard of it before now. Okay, that's interesting. Like I said, I've only posted about it a handful of times and stuff like that. Dark leaf or blonde leaf? I saw it on HJ, and that's what I know about it so far. Yeah, Hookah John did a video on this as well. I think a lot of people saw that video. Obviously, one of the largest American YouTubers for Hookah is Hookah John. So I'm sure a lot of people learned from it from that, and he spoke about it. He let a few people try it in his office and stuff like that. I'm more of a dark leaf smoker overall. If you're asking about the black tea comes in both dark leaf and in blonde leaf, both varieties. I am smoking the dark leaf version of it. Dark leaf black tea and dark leaf Bermuda mint. It works. It works. That's the one thing I have to stay, is it really does work. And the thing about this device, it's one of those devices that I really like. I really do. But there are problems with it that I really want them to address. I really want them to address those three main components. Make it wireless. Move the port and make the port for the hose to be a little bit longer. And then move the power cord port of it. If they move the power cord port, then they probably don't need to extend this too much, but they still do a little bit because it's not quite long enough, I feel, to be snug or secure inside of a hose. If you get a hose, this hose handle, this Y-Cooley Y hose handle, you are going to want to make a hose that is the Y-Cooley Y hose for it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to just keep pulling it in and out and switching around your different hoses and stuff like that. You want this to be that hose for that handle and stuff like that. I stick to lemon tea from Tangiers for my tea flavors. I did like the must-have ones a bit more, but I don't want to spend $100 on. Yeah, I agree with that as well. Lemon tea, I don't think I've tried lemon tea from Tangiers. That's one of the few that I have not. That's one of their newer ones, I believe, and I have not tried any of their new stuff, but I am going to be hopefully trying some when I go to California next month for the Shisha meetup. I plan on hopefully getting some new Tangiers flavors. I'm really excited for that. I like the concept, but just seems big and inconvenient. But if my sessions were mostly solo and inside, but the plug I'd mess with, I mostly smoke socially in my patio. I'd hate to get that thing tangled as it would get passed around. That's very true. I haven't smoked this in a setting with a large amount of people, but depending on how you're moving your hose around, that could definitely be a problem. Once again, wireless, making this a wireless device would help it a lot, in my opinion. Even for solo smoking, right? Like, if I'm smoking this and it's wireless, it's going to be a lot more convenient and easier for me to use on my own time frame by myself, because it's going to give me the benefit of smoking with it and not needing to worry about any extra wires or cords or anything like that. I just plug in and go. Don't worry, you can't type, I can't read. So it all makes sense at the end of the day. No problems. The basis of what you were saying was talking about the about tangling up. I agree. I'm in San Diego. Are you going to be going to the Shisha meetup that's happening in California? Are you going to be at the Shisha meetup? I'm going to be there. If you're unaware of the Shisha meetup, it is happening in California. The details? Oh! Let me move some stuff around so I can more easily talk. And let's see if I can pull up the details real quick. Let me turn that off real quick. I am going to need to move this out of the way right now. Everything's fine. Nothing happened. Nothing fell. Nothing's broken, I think. I did move that out of the way so that I could more easily type because I had it screwing around my desk at the moment and stuff. Let me see if I can. If you just type in the Shisha Meetup in the Googles, it'll pull it up onto a web page. Let me see. Let's go into this real quick. Okay, so let me, this was the other camera angle that I tried to use for a hot minute. Let me get rid of this, and what we'll do is we'll pull up a display, and we want to get the other display. This is all happening on the fly. You're seeing it happen live. Do it live. We'll do it live. So here you go. This is the Shisha Meetup. This is happening in California. Can I move this down so I can get my face? There we go. Okay, so this is the Shisha Meetup. This is the page for it. You can get your tickets, the Fiesta Edition. It's happening right here. If you click that, this will tell you the location. It's at the Garden on Foothill. On Foothill Boulevard on Tuawanga, California. This is going to be on September 17th and on September 18th. That is where it's going to be. This is the Shisha Meetup. It's let's see if they have the... There's a lot of people that are already signed up for it. Let me see if I can find some of the people that are coming to the event. Where is it? Is there not like a... Let's see, get tickets. So here's the floor plan, and I'm pretty sure this is up to date as of right now. You can't see much there, though, can you? There is not much easy to read on this. For our scenario, for our case of this. See if I can make this a little bit bigger so that we can easily see it. So we can see it a little bit better. So Fumari's going to be there. Tangiers, Regal, Alpaca. I don't know who this one is. I can't tell that icon. Hookah University is going to have a cabana area. Fumari's going to have a cabana area, it looks like. There's some other places down here. Is that Trifecta's logo? I can't tell. No, it's Hookah. That's Hookah Junkie down there. The NC, the National Hookah Association is going to be there as well. Yeah, so this is pretty cool. Like I said, it's happening on the 17th and on the 18th. There's 21 days left to go. I will be there live, and I will be helping with the event as well. All the ticket sales are going to go towards the tobacco tasting. Part of these ticket sales will go toward the tobacco tasting. There's going to be a lot of tobacco, a lot of cool stuff is going to be happening here. I don't know if this tells the ticket price, and I'm not 100% sure what the ticket price is. Let's see if we can figure out what the ticket price is. So general admission, let's see, can you see that? Oh, let me fix this window because that's not the way that we want to see it. General admission is $25. The B2B, so there's going to be a B2B as well. It's going to be $30. The mini VIP package, which is four people, which is $375. And then the VIP package, which is six people, is going to be $550. So $25 is going to get you in the door to come and hang out. That's the weekend. I'm going down to my grandmother's birthday. Okay, I can't fault you for that. I can't fault you for that. That sounds like it's an important thing that you should probably attend as well. It does sound a lot of fun. If it goes good, they're definitely going to do it again. Are you going to be coming to Expo, HEW, in Las Vegas, happening in October 14th and 15th? Are you going to be there for the Expo? Expo is going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait for Expo. I've been so excited for Expo, and there's hopefully going to be some really cool stuff that I'm going to be a part of bringing to you guys for the Expo. Obviously, I'm going to do a video log and all the normal stuff that I do in terms of my video content, and then hopefully there's also going to be some other really cool stuff happening there as well. Stuff that I can't talk about quite yet, but there are in the works, and we are working diligently to make them happen. There's going to be a super cool after party at Hookah University. It's going to be really cool. As of now, no. But I am trying to talk to the missus into a Vegas trip. Well, if you do a Vegas trip, You should plan it for October 14th and 15th and then just, you know, coincidentally be like, oh my God, babe, there's a hookah expo happening this weekend. Isn't that crazy? What a coincidence. And then, you know, jam on over and hang out. It'll be super cool. If you've never gone to the Hook Expo, if you've never gone to HEW, it's an amazing event to hang out and go to because it's not something that happens, especially here in the U.S., like it does overseas for all the really cool events that happen for like, what's it called, a hookah club show. We don't get something like that. We don't have shisha messe and stuff like that. So this is definitely worth going to, and it's definitely worth experiencing because it's unlike any – it's such a fun time to hang out with other like-minded hookah smokers and to smoke with everybody together. And it's just such a good time. This black tea is so, so good. So that was my look into the Y-Cooly Y device, the cooling device. I hope it gave you some information about it. I hope it helped you decide if it's something that you'd be interested in purchasing or getting. I plan on doing a little bit more video content on it, maybe doing a full type of review video to really just kind of hash down some of those other key details and stuff like that. Is it still at the convention center? It is at the World Market Convention Center, I believe is what it's called. Something like that. I could be wrong. You know what? Let's head on over to this screen again. And let me fix what I did to this. And we can enlarge gate this again. Let's see. Which way do I need to go with all these handles? I got to figure out where to go with all the handles. Riveting YouTube show right now. Riveting, I know. This is what people come for, though. This is what happens here. We search YouTube together. HEW. I didn't pull it up. Hookah Expo. It's HEW Expo. Hookah Expo, cigars and drinks and more. Let's see what do we want to look at? HEW show schedule. There's gonna be a B2B day on this on the 14th, the 15th. Discounted rooms. Look, there's discounted rooms over there. Where's the show going to be at? World Market Center. It's going to be at the World Market Center. I don't know if that's showing up or not. Hopefully that's showing up, but yeah, at World Market Center, the exhibit North Hall is where it's going to be. It's going to be a really fun time. Like I said, I love the expo. It's such a fun time, and it's a really cool place to talk to other like-minded hookah smokers and hang out and smoke hookah. And there's always cool convention deals and stuff like that, too. I got myself a really nice Regal. I get tobacco every year, just all sorts of fun stuff all the time. But I got to say, thank you guys for hanging out with me on today's edition of the Morning Hookah Show. Don't go anywhere. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel and you hit that bell icon so you know the moment that we go live, because tomorrow, especially for you blind, if you want to learn more about the Shisha Meetup, tomorrow evening, Sunday evening, right around 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on youtube.com/morninghookah, as well as on Facebook as well. We're going to be talking to Neve from the Shisha Meetup. We're going to be talking to George from Regal Hookah and Paul Silau from Hookah University, and going over all the details of the Shisha Meetup, including announcing some really cool details as well for it. So if you have nothing going on tomorrow evening about 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, come and hang out with your favorite YouTube host and head on over to Morning Hookah, because this is the place to be. We're going to be doing a special edition of the Morning Hookah Show in the evening talking about the Shisha Meetup. So make sure you come on over and hang out for that. It's going to be a really, really fun time. I'm excited to do that show. As for now, though, that's going to do it for me. Thank you guys so much for hanging out and just partying it up with me and chit-chatting and hearing me talk about the Y-Cooly Y cooling device. There's going to be more content coming up about that. But until next time, I will catch you later, and I'll see you when the smoke clears. Bye.